This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. And in the studio with me is Mahathir Aziz. He's the General Manager of Technology Hub Development Division for CyberView, together with Wilson Bay, is the Program Coordinator for CLLA. What exactly is CLLA? Well, that's what we're going to find out in just a moment, and also understand the role of CyberView and, you know, what's next in the pipeline of accelerator programs. But first, I have to begin, Mahathir. Welcome back to the show, because the last time we spoke was nearly about a year and a half ago, and it was more or less about the same kind of thing. But let's perhaps check back into what's been happening so far over the past year and a half with CyberView and also with CLLA, which is the CyberView Living Lab Accelerator Program.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me on the show. I think that the whole idea about this Living Lab Accelerator, as if we can just take a quick recap on that. The whole idea was actually to have them as a support function to be able to spearhead a number of activities that would lead towards the bigger agenda, which is the Global Technology Hub agenda that was mandated to CyberView. Mm-hmm. And I think what has changed along the way was that we put a proper context and purpose to the program itself. We added a few more on top of that, which I will get to in a bit. Mm-hmm. And also we have an intermediary goals for those talent discovery activities to actually lead towards. So coming back to Living Lab Accelerator, back then I think we had two program managers. We had a slightly different business model that we worked with. I think over the years, something that began in 2014, basically we have churned out roughly about 60 startups, some of which are still surviving today and thriving.
Nice.
And some are still, finding their way and trying to look at that. So one of the reasons why we feel that, they need some help there. So that's why I think coming back to what I said about expanding the Living Lab proposition was that to add a natural progression for that. And also we have, a couple more initiatives called the Living Lab Pilot, and also the Living Lab Enterprise.
Right.
And all this leads towards the medium-term goal, which is the smart city.
The CyberView Living Lab Accelerator Program is under CyberView, and it's powered by Finex Capital. And that's where, Wilson, you are involved. So how does the CLLA program contribute to the vision of having, CyberJaya as a technology hub?
Right. Thanks, Jeff, for having me here in BFM. So I'm Wilson from Finex Capital. We are mandated and supported by CyberView to run this implementation enabler in CLA program, in which we are slightly different from other accelerator programs, because as the saying goes, idea is cheap and idea is easily duplicated. But the key is about implementation. The key is about giving birth and making the idea into realizations. And hence, in this CLA powered by FNC, in the short form of Finex Capital, we put a lot of amount of resources and focus into implementing technologies. Mm. As you can see in our five startups for the first batch, they are in the segments of IoT and fintech, and they are relatively more matured because they are ready to go, they are ready to pilot, in which they can use their technologies to make CyberJaya a smarter city. Mm. So to encapsulate the entire agenda of CLA, essentially it can be summarized into three C's. What we do as a program director is about helping the startups to acquire more customers, the first C, customer acquisition. The second C is about complementary access to value-added services. For example, we sit down with the startups to understand what do they need in terms of their next growth. And we found that what's important to them is in terms of strategic partnership, having the right partners to propel them further, having the right digital marketing play, having the right access to funders, to investors, having the right access to work in the spanky new offices. Mm. And hence, in CLA, the second C is about complementary access to value-added services. And the third C is customized access to investors as well as corporates and partners. So in our startups, most of them are in the IoT and fintech spheres. We will go through our list of networks to understand who are the key investors and partners who are willing to work with these startups? Mm. And hence, we come up with a tailor-made program. Mm.
And it's very interesting to see the fintech word now, you know, incorporated into accelerator programs, into boot camps and stuff like that. What's fascinating about, you know, fintech, IoT, these two buzzwords are being thrown around. What is interesting in terms from cyber view point of view in that, you know, yeah, let's do an accelerator program. It's very focused on these, you know, fintech.
Okay, I think the smart city proposition becomes a big reason why we are looking at industries rather than just technologies. So we started out, I think, in 2015 rather, with 9 technology focus areas, 5 of which were ICT, and then the 4 were non-ICT.
Ah.
So on top of that, we added 4 more industries that covers financial services, retail and consumer, education, and also healthcare. So, and over that, we have e-government. So those are industries that becomes reasons that will create the needs, the requirements, the issues for people to come and solve. So we're not creating solutions for the sake of having smart city solutions. We are creating purposeful and impactful solutions for those industries. So coming back to this, why fintech and why IoT? Fintech is basically one of the buzzwords today. Everyone is looking at it from many perspectives. But a lot of the innovations done through fintech was done by the banks themselves, and they are very much inward-looking. So looking at solving the issues that are facing the industry itself rather than what does the customer want. Mm. I think this is where we see there's a gap that we feel that can be filled by the startups, by the entrepreneurs, and to a certain extent, by the small, medium enterprises. And again, picking up where Wilson left it just now, was that we are working with a slightly more mature startup. So they are not so much looking into needing the funds. They are looking at assistance on scaling up their solutions. They are looking at finding out the connections, finding out who else can invest in my solutions and who will buy this.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed that intermediary. That's where we believe we play that role. We can facilitate all these connections and at the same time, still not deviating away from IoT, which is one of the IoT technology areas that we've been looking at as part of the technology hub.
And this, you are working very closely with Finex Capital, of course. So who are exactly Finex Capital?
Sure. So Finex Capital is a boutique consulting firm, and we are also an innovation enabler with a focus in fintech and IoT with the overall objective of propelling city to be smarter. Mm-hmm. So the key management of Finex Capital comprises of mainly ex-bankers, like my partner Yan Ming. He was the director of digital marketing in International Bank. My other partner Jason was a wealth manager in an international bank. I was a former investment banker in Maybank. So we were very passionate about innovations in financial services as well as smart city, because the quality of a city is directly correlated to quality of lives.
Mm.
And why fintech and IoT? These are because fintech and IoT are the result of the fourth industrial revolutions, right? Whereby the fusions of physical, electronics, and digital are blurred. And we understand that in order to propel a city to be smarter, we can adopt solutions offered by fintech and IoT startups, in which our 5 startups who are about to graduate from our first batch program in mid of March are real testaments of these solutions.
Mm. And what's the benefit does it bring to a city like Cyberjaya, being, you know, very out of where, you know, the hub of, in terms of, you know, KL hub itself, and where a lot of, you know, accelerator programs seems to be running either in central KL or it seems to be happening in places like in Magic and so forth. You know. Mm-hmm. In terms of Cyberjaya itself, when it does have that smart element, what sort of benefit does it bring to a city that it's, you know, far away from a lot of where a lot of things seems to be happening in, you know, central KL?
I think Cyberjaya, despite it being slightly off-centered, if you were to look at KL as being the center of everything, it has a unique proposition. Number one is that the population that is growing today, and we have more than 100,000 transient population that we have inside the city working and commuting in and out. That is one. The second thing is that it is and has been identified to be about 20% of the population basically are early adopters of new technologies and all that. And that is a lot higher than what KL has to offer, which stands at about 11%.
So this is easier in terms of the mindset of the people, of the citizens of that, you know, the city itself are consumers of, you know, first movers in that sense. So it's easier for you to execute stuff like fintech and IoT.
Exactly. The moment you develop a new app or whatever it is, You launch that, you can bet the next day you'll find somebody in Cyberjaya running those app and testing those app.
Ah.
Which brings us back to the earlier proposition that we had, is to put the entire city of Cyberjaya as the living lab, hence the name. Meaning the city would become a place where you can test out your hypotheses, your solutions, your theories and all that, for us to be able to make sure that we can allow all these companies and startups to make use of Cyberjaya as the launch pad for new technologies to be deployed elsewhere.
All right.
So that basically augurs well with what we are trying to propose, who we are trying to target, and also who that we are trying to help, actually.
All right, cool. We'll find out in just a moment about Finex Accelerator, about what exactly it is, what type of programs, how is it being run, and the output of it, and also what happens to this startup after they've come out of this, because it's quite interesting to still know, you know, some of these companies that we spoke about a year and a half ago are still in existence and they're still running on strongly. So we want to know about, you know, how do you sort of manage that after the program has been done. I'm speaking to Made Aziz and also Wilson Bay, and we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk, and I'm speaking to Made Aziz. He's the General Manager of Technology Hub Development Division for CyberView, together with Wilson Bay. He's the Program Coordinator, and it is for the CyberView Living Lab Accelerator Program. And Wilson, you just mentioned that a few minutes ago that the first batch of entries have been selected. Already, there are five startups, if I'm not mistaken. And who are these five? What are they made of, in a sense?
That's right. These five startups, they are comprised of four fintech startups and one IoT startup. So allow me to go through the list of our bustling entrepreneurs. The first is BuildPlease. So BuildPlease is led by Nazruf, a seasoned entrepreneur. It's an online billing software which allows merchants to receive payments faster and cheaper. So BuildPlease, to date, has more than 8,000 merchants using the services. And BuildPlease has officially expanded to more customers in Cyberjaya by working together with the partners in the entire global tech hub. And the second one would be CurrentSeek. CurrentSeek is also a fintech startup. It's an award-winning mobile app which allows users like you and I to compare and find the best foreign currency exchange rate in town. And CurrentSeek is also working with a leading bank in Malaysia to be one of the first e-payment-enabled mobile apps. So, for example, let's say you want to change $1,000. Next week, you're flying to New York. You don't have to go to ATM to withdraw 4,000 ringgit, or now it's 4.5K ringgit, to go to physically bring the money to go to the branch to change the money. You can do a transaction online with a slip and use the currency app, and you can go to a branch to withdraw the dollar. And this is CurrentSeek, and they also have officially expanded to Cyberjaya under CRI program by onboarding Glojora, a money changer in DePaul Mall in Cyberjaya, to be their merchants.
All right.
And the third one, we have AutomateMe. AutomateMe combines behavioral science and technology. They are run by Kimberly and also her partner, who is Azlan, in terms of integrating these two technologies together, whereby AutomateMe helps residents and young families in purchasing their monthly goods, especially for needs related to baby needs, pampers, you know, milks, and so forth and so on. So the fourth startup would be PrimeKeeper. PrimeKeeper could be the answer to Alipay or WeChat Pay in Malaysia. And PrimeKeeper, led by Jeremy, Michael, and Clayton, they are very determined. And over the past 1.5 years, they have been engaging closely with the regulator. And now they are integrating their back-end solutions with five banks. And they are ready to launch in the market in the third quarter of the year. And now they are busy onboarding merchants in Cyberjaya and beyond.
Right.
And last but not least, we have Tracker Hero. Tracker Hero, they are a smart tracking startup whereby they track important data related to city. For example, the heat map of security, where is the crime rate happening in town, and it helps decision makers to make better informations when it comes to making city to be a smarter place. So these are the five startups which are in our first batch, and they are going to graduate in a program in mid-March. But as what Mardia said, we ensure that even they have graduated from CRA, they will still be supported within the entire CyberView ecosystem through numerous projects and initiatives such as CRL Pilot, CRL Enterprise, because we take cognizance that partnership takes time. And also implementation of technologies, it also requires gestation period. And hence, in Finex Capital as well as CRA, we ensure that we are here to support them in terms of long growth.
So let's talk about these companies or these startups that, you know, partake in an accelerator program like this, and these are, like you mentioned, these are not startups who are very new. These are startups who've been around and they need the next step in the sense, right? This is going to be 2.0 for their global vision in the sense. How do you sort of vet through the process of all these companies? What is the requirements in the sense that you look at, this has potential, this doesn't quite have potential, need a bit more work, and let's go back to the drawing board? How do you decide that? Like, what's the requirements here?
I think it goes back to what we wanted to achieve in Cyberjaya. The thing about this is that once we put the purpose of smart city in there, that became the driving factor in selecting all the startups that we work with. In fact, it became the driving factor to select Phoenix Capital as well. Mm. We wanted somebody who's fresh. We wanted to work with an organization that is new to this and eager to prove themselves. So a boutique consulting firm is something that we feel is required and necessary for something like this. And also to look at, to go through an exhaustive selection process for all the startups. So if they are into smart cities, they would go in first as opposed to the rest who has a slightly more, you know, different goals and objectives. Mm. So those are the main things that we did. And then second part to this was that after all these things, we put also a location. This is, again, the beauty of what we didn't have a year and a half ago, was that CyberView, being the owner of at least 14 buildings in Cyberjaya, we have allocated and supported the Living Lab Accelerator program with a place called Co-Innovate, which is a co-working space for these guys to operate, for the companies and for the startups to also cohabitate and cooperate inside that place for them to develop new solutions, for them to have events, so we don't have to scatter around the city or come back to KL, for example, and do that.
Right. And I want to talk about Co-Innovate, but just before we go into that, the Phoenix Accelerator, when is that sort of happening? The batch 2, is that going to start off very soon? And if there's a process into, you know, for people who are listening, who are doing fintech startups and so forth, how can they partake, and what sort of process in a way that it goes on?
Sure. So we are open for batch 2 intake, and our official intake will happen on April 15. But the application is already open on our website, finexcapital.com, and we welcome IoT and fintech companies with an angle in smart city development to join us.
And these are companies who are already sort of doing fintech and
That's
IoT
right.
space, right?
That's
this is right. not, you know, you can't come in with just an idea. You got to have some product already
Correct.
That's in place. Right.
We will encourage solutions-ready startups to join us.
Right. And then tell me about Co-Innovate then. This space that it seems to have, and the name, the spelling itself is very, very catchy. It's Innovate with that 8 at the back of it. Tell me about, you know, the whole idea of, you know, having a place like this. What's the benefit in doing this? Isn't digital all about, you know, being able to work anywhere in the world, being that mobility? I can share ideas with someone from Silicon Valley and so forth. What's the idea in terms of having that hub, and what's the benefit does it bring here?
I think Co-Innovate started out as a collaboration center for us to look into innovations, new things that we can introduce to the city, and also new things that we can export beyond that. So coming back to the name, the place and all that, I think the whole idea is to have a place for everyone to work in together at the same time. What we had then, or before this, was that, again, like I said, everyone was scattered in their own rooms, in their basement, in the garage, or in some friend's place, or even Starbucks.
Yeah.
So now when we collect and collaborate and gather all of them in one place, it's a lot easier for us to communicate, to exchange ideas, and also for a number of guys to provide guidance in one single place at one specific time that we can all agree, as opposed to, you know, looking for all these companies everywhere else. And that's number one. And what we wanted to also add in there was that the fact that those companies that didn't make it to CLLA can also work together with these guys, but on a separate arrangement. Mm. Because again, the proposition of Living Lab Pilot and also Enterprise means that we have another batch of companies, different in size, different in motivations, and also different in maturity. But they can work with the startups, provide guidance, and possibly adopt whatever it is that people have been doing into what they are trying to do as well.
Right.
So again, it's a co-working space that allows a lot of these things. But again, we don't want to just leave it to just a place. We are adding more programs. There's training. There's also market access. There's also events for us to do promotions. And Another thing was that we have added governance to how we want to do the pilots in Cyberjaya.
Right. On Finex Accelerator, when if I do get selected to be part of your batch two, what's the process like if I'm a startup here? What do I have to, you know, go into? How long is this program for? What's the outcome for me? What's the benefit here for me besides, you know, being networking and so forth and all?
It's very simple. If you are accepted into Cyberville Living Lab Accelerator, you'll be undergoing a very intensive 5 month program in which the first month will be involved about spending time with the program manager to understand what is your need in terms of implementing your solutions in Cyberjaya. So there'll be a lot of consultations, a lot of understanding of business model. But the next 4 months will be very much focused in implementing your solutions and your technologies in Cyberjaya. Mm. Again, this program is really much focused in terms of implementation. And hence, Co-Innovate as a new spanky co-working space comes very handy as a home for the startup to be based in Cyberjaya when they arrange meetings with partners, government agencies, MNCs, and even residents in Cyberjaya. Mm. So imagine yourself as a startup in the fintech and IoT sphere. You are required to come to major check-in on every Wednesday throughout the program, whereby we will have external individuals from respective professions to talk about how do you grow your startup to the next level. We have lawyers, we have venture capitalists, we have successful entrepreneurs who are there to guide you, to mentor you, to ensure that your startup is success beyond just a 5 month program. Mm. And of course, throughout the rest of the week, we'll have minor check-in. Each startup will have to pick a slot in the weekday to come in, whereby Phoenix Capital as a program manager will sit down to understand the problems and to ensure that their objectives in these programs are met. Mm.
I was once told that, you know, innovation can only happen when it's in a pressure cooker because, you know, when you are in that situation, you have to innovate or you, you know, you just die in the sense, right? And yeah. Steve Jobs would never have done, you know, the Apple Macintosh if he wasn't, you know, if the company wasn't going to go bust and so forth. So I guess the hub, in a way, and also for CLLA, it's that pressure cooker feel and, you know, and it's real world implementation. At least you get to see it, you know, being done in effective citizens of, you know, Cyberjaya in that sense. Where can we find more information about Finex Accelerator Program again?
You can find it at finexcapital.com as well as cyberview.com website.
Right. Yep. And yep. For Co-Innovate, in terms of, I just want to know, sort of, this is a very cool working space.
I think
space.
One best place for you to start with is the cyberview.com.my, where all this information about right. the startups, all information about the other programs that we are running, and also what to look out for in the near future in terms of our other plans and activities regarding Cyberjaya and also the community in there.
All right. And if you've just tuned in and you missed a whole bunch of it, download the podcast at bfm.my because we talked a whole bunch of stuff about the Cyberview Living Lab Accelerator Program. And if you're into fintech, then you have to check out the Finex Accelerator Program. I've been speaking to Mahathir Aziz and also Wilson Bay. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.